Hey Tinkers, today I'm going to talk to you about preparing for impact. This is something that shows up right at the edge of every big, bold move. Fear of impact. Maybe it's fear of failure, but sometimes it's also fear of success. That you do something, you create a new program, start a new initiative, make a new partnership that actually has an impact, but other people are not going to like it. Or you might benefit somebody that you don't intend to benefit, or you're scared that you might harm somebody that you're worried about harming, or whatever. And so a lot of us reach this point in the tinker phase where we're ready to launch something larger, something that could actually shift the industry or change our community or influence people at scale. But then something happens. Maybe somebody makes a critical comment on Facebook and that hits a nerve. Or maybe somebody that you respect says, oh, that's a bad idea. Or, well, you should be careful, or you're going too far. And instead of pushing forward, you pull back. Here's the truth. Sometimes we're not just being cautious or tactful, we're just hiding. That's something that my mentor Marcy Swenson told me once, and it really stuck with me. On the other side of this, we do have to be careful, because Mel Siff taught me this. He's the author of Super Training. He said, Chris, as soon as you plant a flag, people are going to start shooting. And that's exactly it. Impact attracts fire. Not because you're wrong, but because you dared to step up and say, here's what I believe, here's what I'm building, here's the plan. And so how do we prepare for that? How do we keep going when the arrows start flying? Well, here's the short framework that I use when I'm about to launch something that really matters. Number one, think about who you're doing this for. This is the most important piece. Ask yourself, are they worth it? If the answer is yes, then they're worth the discomfort, the doubt, or even the criticism. There's a moment in the novel Silence where a priest is asked, are you willing to be trampled if it means saving your followers? That's a gut punch, but sometimes that's the question we have to ask ourselves. Am I willing to be misunderstood, criticized, or even laughed at if it means helping the right people? I don't just mean Facebook comments from strangers or bad Instagram reviews or even criticism on Reddit. I get all of those. What I mean is it worth taking criticism from people that you might not expect, that you might care about, if it means helping the people that you're trying to help? This is the difference between saying, here is the plan, or here is my big project, or here's a new partnership, or here's a collaboration, and just making an angry, ranty post on Facebook. If you ask yourself, who am I trying to help, you'll quickly discriminate between the people who are worth helping, or just, I'm doing this to satisfy my ego. And that can help you decide, should I open another gym? Should I buy out these other gyms? Whatever. Because sometimes we're just doing this to satisfy our own ego. We think, oh, I can do this, so I probably should. Instead of, who am I doing this to actually help? Because you'll need to keep that in mind to keep going. Second is, write a premortem. So imagine that your new initiative goes completely sideways. It fails utterly. It goes to zero. Ask yourself in advance, what happened? What went wrong? What killed this thing? What could I have done better? Now, this isn't to scare yourself. It's to build resilience ahead of time. It's to make a plan for when the original plan fails. If the worst case did happen, would it actually destroy you, or would you just learn and get better for the next launch? Third, write down the worst feedback you could receive. Do this somewhere private, like 750words.com. This part is really powerful, because most of us already have a critic living inside our heads. And this critic knows every mistake you've ever made, every secret that you hold. They know all your insecurities and soft spots. Get these things out. Write them down. Read them aloud to yourself. And then decide, hey, if somebody actually says this, what will I do? Will I argue with them? Will I just ignore it and let it die on the vine? And if you're not sure, then ask this group. We've got your back. Fourth, accept that your impact might help people that you didn't intend to help. So at Two Brain, I've built systems to help thousands of gym owners, but not every one of them is somebody that I would go to coffee with. There are also companies that kind of grew out of Two Brain that I don't necessarily support who benefit with the growth of Two Brain. And at my gym, Catalyst, I've had people get fitter who didn't share my values at all. And I've had coaches leave and start their own gyms and grow by taking clients from Catalyst or building on the community that I built or being the next whatever, right? Impact doesn't discriminate. A rising tide is going to raise all boats. It doesn't sink the pirates. So you have to understand that that's going to happen and say, the people that I'm trying to help are still worth it. Even if I help the others, the rest, the people that I'm not trying to help, it's still worth it. Five, take social media off your phone on your focus days and rest days. These are your game days and practice. Just keep social media on your phone for practice days. If you've got a game day, you don't want to be thinking about that comment that was made on Instagram. If you've got a rest day, you don't want to be looking at Reddit. On your practice days, you can keep social media on your phone, but most of your focus should be outgoing. The stuff that you're publishing to help people, not the feedback or criticism that you're getting from people who are not out there to help people. And sixth, when the criticism comes, because it will come, read it aloud to somebody who supports you. If you've ever watched celebrities read mean tweets, you'll see the value of this really quickly. By airing it, getting it out there in the world, it kind of becomes funny. It might be ridiculous. You might even laugh at it, but you'll definitely get some perspective, and then you can get back to work. Here's the final truth. Creating an impact means offering answers, not rants. Solutions, not complaints, and building, not criticizing. The people who attack bold ideas are never the ones who are building something better. Have you noticed that? If they were, they'd be too busy to comment. So cut them out of the conversation immediately. And then launch. Take notes. Fix what breaks. Move fast. Bury the criticism. Stay focused on the people you're trying to help. They are the bright light that pulls you forward. But don't stop launching. Finally, realize that your initial plan will never be perfect. Something will go wrong that you didn't foresee or couldn't have planned for. But what makes you a good tinker is your ability to change the plan on the fly and keep making the plan better and better. That's the real work of a tinker, and it's worth it.